One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you glad you're here today? Lift your hands toward heaven. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father. My heart is open. My mind is alert. And I am ready. The word of God will come into my heart today, and I will never be the same again. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here. Our convention tonight, starts tonight, and then we'll have another meeting tomorrow evening, and then the last one will be Tuesday evening. We had another one last week, beginning Sunday too. And I began to share with them on the subject of the priestly ministry of the Christian, the priestly ministry of the believer. And I find everywhere that a lot of God's people have somehow neglected that to a large extent. And in their minds, worshiping God has to do more with singing. But that's not true. We worship with singing, of course. Well, there's more to worship than singing. And you know, when you are not spiritually engaged in the right activities, your mind wanders and Satan can take advantage of you. When you are not doing the things you ought to be doing, negative thoughts come to you. Thoughts of fear, thoughts of unbelief. They all come to you. And that's when you start wondering whether you're a true Christian or not. That's when your sins become very important. All the wrong things you do will testify against you and try to tell you you're not a Christian. Hallelujah. I'm aware that there are people who castigate the church from time to time. They always try to say that something is wrong in the house of God, because there are lots of bad people, there are lots of insincere people in the church, lots of sinning and sinful Christians in the church. And they never stop to think about themselves and their imperfections. Of course, we do not preach. I mean, you can't imagine that. We do not preach that people should go and sin. You know that, don't? I mean, we can't say that. But you know, sometimes some people say they want the pastor to preach against certain things because some people are doing them. So if we will preach against those things, then those people will stop doing those things. The truth is, those who try to tell us to preach against certain things, they are the problem. That's a fact. They are the problem. Because you see, it is better to light a candle than to curse darkness. If they will just shine, you wouldn't need to condemn anything. They are not shining enough themselves. The Bible says, for God so loved the world of sinners, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved the world of sinners. He loved sinners so much he came to die for them. So the problem with God's people is not their sins. Because when they didn't know him, he loved them. He loved them with their sins and came to help them. And the Bible says, if when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So the problem is not sin at all. There is no genuine Christian that sins and loves to sin. If there's any Christian who tells lies, he wants to stop it. You know what I'm talking about. If there's any Christian who does anything wrong, he wants to stop it. The number of things is he wants to stop it. He may not stop it immediately, but sure enough, he wants to. So he doesn't need somebody to tell him it's wrong. He already knows. He just wants someone to lift him away from that level of life. Hallelujah. And that's what the anointing can do for you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There are Christians who fight. They fight in the street. They want to stop it. The husbands and wives, they fight at home. Fight in the presence of the kids. They want to stop it. They don't like to go on. There are Christians who don't pray. They'd like to stop that kind of life. There are some Christians who smoke. They'd like to stop it. Some don't go to church. They'd like to go. Can I just find out here? How many of you here, you do some wrong things and you'd like to stop them? Let me see your hand up. Come on now, be honest. You do some wrong things and you'd like to stop them. No, look around and see who else has his hand up. Come on. Look around and see how many. You see. No, raise your hand again. Let's be sure you're honest. See how many? You do some wrong things and you'd like to stop those things. Now imagine if I got to know all these things and I came on Sunday morning trying to preach against everything that you ever did that was wrong. But that's what some people think, some righteous people think that we should do. They don't understand the body of Christ. They are the problem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You cannot be more righteous than you became the day you were born again. When you were born again, you became as righteous as Jesus is. Now, any Christian who doesn't like that is deceiving himself. Some Christians don't like it. They want us to tell people how to suffer to become righteous, how to try and train themselves to become righteous. But that's not going to work. The Bible says human righteousness is as filthy rags. Now, you may not feel righteous. You may not even think righteous. You may not act righteous. But if you are born again, you are as righteous as Jesus is. Now, that's what the Bible says. That's the reason it calls it gospel. That a sinner has been declared righteous. That's the reason. That's why it is called good news. Because a righteous man was condemned as a sinner, whereas he never sinned. He was righteous, but was condemned in the place of sinners. And before God, it was legal. It was legal for God to lay the sins of many on Jesus, the righteous, and to condemn him. God's hand was on him. Man's hand was on him. Satan's hand was on him. Condemned in the place of sinners, in the stead of sinners. And God accepted it. As a result of that, he had to accept that the righteousness of that man be laid on those who were sinners, for whose sake he died. Perfectly legal to make us righteous without us ever doing anything right. He made us righteous without us qualifying for it. But some people don't like it. So what is their gospel? But this is the gospel, the Bible declares.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.